I appear as a voice that continuously exposes itself, that has been designed to exhibit itself, to turn entirely outwards. To make this recording means to respond to the demand to become citable, to reappear with the same gesture over and over again. I can intentionally design this voice according to what I wanted to say later on. It's the voice I'm drafting of myself. As if the appearance of my voice is just like another act of writing, as if taking a dictation. One has to take care of the distance between the words. The words are distinct in their pronunciation. The distance between the words is a gap, like a suspended motion of falling. Manufacturing my exhibiting voice and thinking of a fountain of light forcing itself up, like in those movies where a photo flash is used as a weapon. A glaring flurry of flash bulbs that blinds the viewer and opens a passage in which I disappear. The interesting thing about this glaring, dazzling light is that, being blinded by exposure, it opens the possibility to dissolve in it. Seeing is also about having eyelids, about the ability to close one's eyes. That's different with the ear. You can cover your ears, but in principle they are open.